gruff, rough, the unhinged, progressive public school administrator. If you want to know what lurks in the hearts, minds, and mouths of many taxpayer-subsidized educators in government schools, watch the first 8.5 minutes of a video posted on IFI's website of an unhinged assistant principal named Zach Ruff shouting, hurling obscenities, and singing show tunes to silence two young pro-life Christian conservatives. Last Friday, 40-year-old administrator Ruff, henceforth referred to as Gruff Ruff, verbally accosted 19-year-old Lauren Haynes and her 16-year-old brother Connor on the sidewalk outside STEM Academy in Downington, Pennsylvania, where they were protesting abortion and sharing their faith. Here are some choice comments from the tolerant, diversity-loving Gruff Ruff. When Connor Haynes referred to the killing of 60 million humans as a Holocaust and that aborted humans are image bearers of God, Gruff Ruff told Haynes, and I quote, "There's no Holocaust in America. You can go to hell where they are." He's referring to aborted babies, end quote. Connor defended his description of abortion as a Holocaust, saying, quote, "These children are being murdered. Sir, these are innocent human beings," end quote. Gruff Ruff exploded, and I quote, "They're not killing children. They're cells. Go home. Take the fetus out. If it can live on its own, then it's freaking awesome. Otherwise, shut up. Leave me alone. I will call the police for you harassing me. They're not innocent. They're cells. They're the size of a dime. They're cells," end quote. Ruff defended his indefensible verbal pummeling of two teenagers by claiming that protecting STEM Academy students was his sole motivation, and I quote, "I wish to protect my students from unsightly things that they don't need to see. We don't have a single pregnancy in my school. I've been here for 5 years. Nobody's been pregnant, and there has never been a single abortion," end quote. It's hard to understand how a photo of dime-sized cells could be unsightly. It's even harder to understand how an assistant principal could possibly know that no girl in the high school is pregnant, that no student has been pregnant in the past 5 years, and that there has never been a single abortion. Is Ruff not only gruff, but omniscient as well? According to the Daily Mail, and I quote, "A Facebook user who identified themselves as a STEM Academy student," end quote, said the posters depicted, quote, "a horrendous image of a dead baby covered in blood," end quote. So, was it a dime-sized clump of cells or a dead baby? Or is Gruff Ruff unable to distinguish between the two phenomena? And does Gruff Ruff try to protect all STEM Academy students from unsightly images? Does he stop teachers from showing photos of lynchings, the Jewish Holocaust, My Lai massacre, or the famous photo of the napalmed Vietnamese girl? Would he prevent teachers from showing the movies Amistad or Schindler's List? And what kinds of unsightly images of cells does he censor in biology classes? In the face of Gruff Ruff's blistering rage, Connor said, "Sir, you need to turn to Jesus Christ who can set you free from your sins," end quote. And then things took an even uglier turn. With a perverse laugh and clap, Gruff Ruff offered this unexpected response, and I quote, "Listen here, son. All right, I'm as gay as the day is long and twice as sunny. I don't give an F-U-C-K, what you think Jesus tells me, and what I should and should not be doing. Just because you choose to believe a book of fiction doesn't mean I have to. Prove it to me with science. You and Trump can go to hell. Just because you believe something doesn't make it a fact. Shut up and leave my children alone. Shut your mouth and don't talk to my students. You do not have permission to speak and engage. This isn't the time or the place for you to harass innocent school children who have nothing to do with your twisted or perverted agenda. That is your opinion. It's like a-holes. Everyone has one and they all stink," end quote. Yikes! Ruff's in a leadership position in a public school. He's a role model for innocent children whom he believes belong to him. In postmodern America, an arrogant fool who hurls obscenities at teenagers, affirms sexual perversity, and denies the dignity and rights of humans in the womb is paid to educate other people's children. Remarkable. Much of the rest of the video shows Gruff Ruff's more aesthetic side as he prances about singing show tunes to silence the Haynes siblings. While Zach Huff's public diatribe may be unusual, his beliefs and arrogance are not. Many progressive teachers view themselves as agents of change and have arrogated to themselves the right to use their positions to change the moral, philosophical, and political views of other people's children, all in the service of diversity, of course. Unlike the unglued Ruff, however, they have the cunning sense to conceal their pernicious beliefs, their rage at conservatives, and their expletive-laden language from the public at large, and certainly from their conservative students' parents.